Hello, I'm Martin Park. You can call me Coach. Welcome to the channel. Firstly, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your company. If you find value in today's episode, then please engage with your thoughts and opinions in the comments, and don't forget to hit the subscribe, like, or follow buttons to stay updated with my latest content. Today, I'm going to talk about three simple daily actions you should add into your morning routine if you are trying to lose weight. They are action one, the moment you wake up and before you do anything else, go to the bathroom and close the door. Then look into the mirror at your reflection, and once you are ready, breathe in through your nose until you have a full lung of air, and then hold that breath for a count of five, then slowly breathe out through the mouth until you have expelled it all. Then pause for a second, and then repeat this breathing pattern three times as you unconditionally stare at yourself. After you have breathed out for the third time, pause for a moment, and breathing normally, tell yourself quietly but out aloud and in one simple sentence why you want to lose weight. An example would be, I want to lose weight to improve my health and well-being. Or, I want to lose weight to set a positive example for my family. Or, I want to lose weight to take back control of my life and feel pride in my achievement. It doesn't matter what the sentence is, as long as it is something that is truthful and has meaning to you. Repeat this sentence out aloud three times. Once you have said it for the third time, pause for a moment, and while still looking at yourself, say thank you out aloud to your reflection, then nod your head back at your reflection to acknowledge the thanks. Also, and very important, don't tell anyone you do this, and don't tell anyone your special sentence. This is strictly a personal thing and must always be kept to yourself. Action 2. Before you eat the first of your three meals for the day, I want you to write out a very brief description of the three meals that you'll be eating today. I want you to either write it out on a post-it note or a piece of paper or into your phone or wherever you wish, as long as you physically write it out. This is your daily contract with yourself. Once you have written it, you can't break it, as it is against the law that you have created to hold yourself accountable for your own actions. It may look something like this. Meal 1, 2 boiled eggs with 2 slices of toast and an orange. Meal 2, baked potato with a small can of baked beans as a topping, plus a large Lebanese cucumber chopped with some sea salt and a handful of cherry tomatoes, and a small bag of rocket and spinach leaves. Meal 3, piece of grilled salmon with small serve of rice and a large serve of cooked grains with some chili sauce plus a punnet of strawberries. This action will also help to keep you in check when you know in advance that you'll be putting yourself in a potentially dangerous position. If you know that you'll be going out for pizza with friends for lunch, then this is your opportunity to define what you will eat. Meal 2, 2 pieces only of any pizza, plus a large salad with a non-creamy dressing, plus sparkling water or ice water. Or if you know that you'll be going to a restaurant for dinner with friends or family or for business, then this is your opportunity to define what you will be eating in that situation. Meal 3, 1 entree that isn't fried, 1 main that isn't fried and doesn't have a creamy sauce, and a maximum of 2 glasses of beer or wine or spirits or a small dessert. This action of physically writing it out will minimize what you eat at every meal, as you will have to define it on a daily basis and then stick to that written contract, as that is your law. These are your laws that you create for yourself so you can remain focused. Action 3. Weigh yourself daily. Knowing what you weigh is the bedrock of weight control, as it is the fundamental thing that allows you to gauge where you are at any point in time, and it should be part of your daily routine. My preferred way would be to weigh yourself naked, but if that's not practical, then in the same or very similar clothes and shoes. If you don't already have a reliable scale, then you'll have to buy one for your home. They aren't that expensive, and it's worth testing some of the cheaper ones, as they can be just as accurate as the more expensive ones. Don't worry too much about daily fluctuations, as that is normal, but as you do this regularly, you will be able to gauge if what you are doing is working on a week-by-week basis, and then you can increase or decrease your food or activity to allow for greater progress. My recommendation is to record your weight daily for the entire week, then add all 7 days together for a weekly total, then divide by 7 to get an average, and that will give you a fairly consistent guide. These are three simple daily actions that you can easily incorporate into your morning routine, which, if you do and do every day while you are trying to lose weight, you will find them to be very beneficial in helping you achieve your goal. And one final bonus tip, Once you have started on your diet to lose weight, whatever that diet is, then while you are following it, do these three things. 1. Avoid doing any internet research on diet and dieting. You have a plan, so stick to it. 2. Avoid talking about your diet and that you are dieting with anybody and everybody, particularly family and friends. Just get on with it. And 3. Other than at your meal times, don't think about food or eating at all. Become mentally involved in anything and everything else. I wish you the best with this. I thank you for listening and look forward to spending some time with you again. Bye for now.